Welcome to Ride With Me, Drive With Me, the show that's everything ride sharing. Your host, Lucas P., is here to bring you great driver stories, interesting rider personalities, and everything in between. So get ready, buckle up, and let's go.
Here we go, episode 23. Welcome to the show. Thank you for choosing to spend some of your time with me here today. Excited to get into this one, that's for sure. This is part two of my talk with Megan and Andy, and if you listen to episode 22, then you'll know a little bit about what you're in for. If not, I strongly recommend again that you stop, go listen to 22, and come right back here. We've got some great stories with a little rideshare stuff strewn about here and there. These types of episodes remind me of my best rides as a driver, where the conversation begins one way and ends up clear across the board. It was certainly one of the things I enjoyed most because I feel that's the best way to learn from each other. Just let the conversation take its own course. Well, let's get right back into it then. Happy to have back for part two, Megan and Andy, next on Ride With Me, Drive With Me.
One of the things we talked about too on the first one was the karaoke.
Yes.
Oh,
we gotta go do karaoke again.
Yes.
We gotta go there again. Yeah.
Weren't you guys making fun of me because I have a list?
No.
I think you did.
I wasn't.
One of you did.
Andy.
She's definitely made fun of you behind your back about
that. That is not true.
Freaking dude, Lucas.
No, I didn't.
We're supposed to do karaoke at work tomorrow.
Oh, really?
We were supposed to do it today, and then the girl who has the machine had something wrong with the plug-in thing, or she lost the adapter, couldn't find the adapter.
Aw.
The DC power adapter. Oh. So.
Well, you've got a few extra laying around. You should.
Yeah, but they have to match up. Like, I actually learned something today from that. I didn't know. Like, on the back of it, it actually says, like, how many volts and amps and all that stuff. And it's supposed to be the same as your adapter.
Yeah, it's like 5.1 or...
Yeah, if you use it 5, 8, 19. You could probably blow out the...
Yeah.
Blow a few.
So I did a quick Google search as I'm talking to her up there and figured out, okay, yeah. And she already knew. Like, the IT guy was there and he said... Because she was like, well, let's just find one around here and plug it in. And he's like,
do you want to start a fire?
Basically, you got to find one that matches up. Or you have to go get the right connection. Yeah. You know, they actually make, Best Buy makes sets. And they're supposed to have different sizes for each different setting. There's not a ton of range of them. There's like, you know, six different ranges.
Yeah.
In any case, they didn't do the...
Karaoke machine. You got RC helicopter, and then you got
exactly.
Andy's
dildo. Yep.
Andy, you can't say that. Oh, I'm gonna pinch you.
Wait, I thought we were still off the record.
No, this is on. We're talking about what we talked about last time.
Yeah. Oh, so the
mercy.
So the partner at the firm asked me to do Styx Renegade.
Are you serious?
Really?
Yeah.
And got I a lot of faith
like,
in you.
I was like,
we heard
whoa.
You got that range.
Yeah, I don't know. I listened to it on the way over here. I was like, I don't know if I could do that. Uh-huh. Whoa, mom. I mean, man, that guy gets up there.
Yeah.
And then there's the part where he's like, I'm like,
yeah, you gotta.
It's a little Queen-esque. Yeah.
You gotta get like some, what is it, helium.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Especially do their number one hit, Don't Stop Believing.
That's Journey, but you already know that, and you're just trolling.
No.
He's just messing around.
Or,
he just
whatever,
loves,
wheeling this guy.
He
whatever.
Just, Andy, stop it. He just loves terrorizing me.
Are you a big Journey fan or what?
No, I just like being right.
You just like accuracy.
Yes,
now,
I like accuracy.
That I can attest to.
Oh.
Yep. So this is how he gets me riled up is by like... playing up to
saying the wrong thing and then being like
oh that's what it is and just sticking to his guns wheeling this guy.
But you know he keeps doing it because you keep giving into it.
No, I know I can't stop.
Yeah,
it's compulsive, it's horrible.
I'd keep going but I don't have any more Journey songs.
You don't really? That's it, that's all you had? Two? Faithfully?
Stop believing.
You know, I used to be
wheeling
a big fan of Dave Grohl, but when he left the band
oh my god! It's so hard. It's
you know,
so
Dave Grohl wasn't even a swimmer, like the time Journey started.
Oh,
like
oh, I was like, What was he just doing? Athletic?
A twinkle in his mama's eye.
Olympic-sized swimming? What we got going
Olympic-sized swimming. Yeah. No, he means like a sperm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get that now.
No, you didn't.
You got the metaphor now.
Most jokes fly over my head anyways. It would be very literal.
It's funny. He's a guy, and I went with the swimmer, but he was also an egg.
Oh.
That's so true.
Isn't that weird?
I feel like I'm learning.
It's kind of interesting to think
about. I feel like I'm learning. So good. I know everyone gives all the credit to the sperm, but what makes the baby? The egg in the woman.
Well,
and who carries the egg? The dang test tube.
What?
Oh my goodness.
The test tube. No, are you going to do the stick song, you think?
I don't know.
Or is there, maybe you should turn him down and tell him he should do it?
Wait, so I thought you said it was
supposed to be today.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be tomorrow.
Oh,
so. Should I just go get a power cord?
Did y'all push the whole party to
It's just a matter of like
because
pushing the use of the machine.
Oh.
I mean.
Huh. Well, I thought
or how
that
often
they would
do
just
you
cancel
do office
a party
karaoke?
If you don't.
Well, like all week this week there's something going on. I know.
Oh,
and all
fine.
Week next week. Yeah. It's actually
fun.
A
so it's like
cool
Hanukkah,
group.
But for your office,
and not Jewish.
I mean, Lucas, it's 20. Okay,
Andy,
wait,
can be
how many days
be
is
careful.
It? Is it 12 days?
What
six
ha-
days?
Hanukkah is 7 days and 8 nights.
Oh my gosh,
I think it's like 20. I don't know.
It shows how much I know.
Yeah,
I don't know anything.
I know. I think it ends this week. We were just talking about this yesterday.
Well, they light the dreidels on fire and then they spin them and that's when it goes out.
That's not how it happens.
I'm not ashamed to say that I have not known many Jews. Like I haven't known many Jews.
We were just talking about this yesterday too. Because
really?
Because we were talking about Hanukkah. We passed
the synagogue.
We passed the synagogue. There's a synagogue off of Parker that we pass all the time on our way to Pluckers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really nice.
The synagogue is nicer.
But
Pluckers.
They have and they have like
both,
a
probably,
yeah
most likely.
Both yeah the synagogue is really pretty, but they have they have like a big menorah outside. I was like, oh yeah, it's Hanukkah this week.
Somebody was doing a joke. Some stand-up comedian I was listening to, I can't remember when, but he did a joke about being Jewish. He's like, it's the only ethnic racial slur that you can go with. That's also the nice way to say it. He's like, you can be, oh yeah, you know, he's a Jew. And then you can be like, yeah, that damn Jew.
Well, that's true.
Isn't it true?
Actually, I think it's the damn in front of it that makes
well,
it
Well, maybe. And the tone.
Yeah, the tone.
Intonation.
The tone.
Attitude.
No,
I do. I know a lot of, most of the like Jewish people I know are girls.
Well, there must
but they
be
don't
all
live
Jews
here. But they don't live
girls.
Here anymore.
I was going to say.
What?
Most of the Jews are all female.
Yeah.
They're all female?
But not all Jews are girls.
Oh, yeah. I don't.
This is going to be great when your listeners have to hear us repeat the joke entirely.
I know, right?
Listen, just because you told a stupid joke and I didn't hear it.
I bet it's a pretty 50-50 split. Like half of them are males and half of them are females.
I'm sure that that is true, but all the ones I know personally are women.
Oh. Okay. Are they?
Because we went to school together.
Oh. Was this
with
all
the Jews?
This is an all-female school?
This has become slightly offensive.
No,
they were just girlfriends,
really.
Girlfriends that I had growing up.
Oh. I don't think Jews would be offended by that conversation. Like, we're just talking.
So how about so we saw the demographics by state. Can we see by ethnicity?
What? Of people listening?
Yeah.
How would they record that?
Self-reported.
What?
What did you look like? You look like a movie character to me just now. I don't know why.
Brad Pitt.
Nope, that's not the one. That's not the one.
Because that part of Brad Pitt makes an appearance all the time.
So true.
So you can edit everything too, huh? I bet.
Are you just
I bet
now
we,
catching
if go
on
listen,
that?
I was like, I wonder how many times Lucas
this
if he
entire
doesn't have,
conversation
if
about
has,
Jews.
If he has
done.
A joke that doesn't land, he could totally go back out and cut out the.
Yeah, like that right there.
Brilliant. I want to be an editor too.
All you have to do is stop and take half a second and don't speak so that you don't meld the words together.
Uh-huh.
And you could totally clip out that first part and then just go. Then
that's
no
why every time you immediately correct yourself after, Lucas is like,
That's exactly what I've been doing.
So what he's going to do after this is take all the best jokes and then record himself saying it and then...
Wow, that would be pretty good. That would be pretty good.
That's good.
You know, you could get someone on a podcast that you like don't like, and then when you're talking to them and you go through it and you get done and then you just cut out all their punchlines.
That would be diabolical.
Drop the crickets in there.
Just mean. That's what he's doing exactly with this one. He's like, I couldn't do it on that last one this time.
No, the last one I could have. It would have been better. That would have been like Peabody.
An improvement. Uh-huh.
Yes, an improvement. Exactly. So you got to tell us again what you do again, Megan.
Oh, I'm a hairstylist.
Okay. Oh. Yep. And you work at?
I work at Cutting Edge. In Carrollton. It's right over by Willow Bend. So it's kind of like on the Plano-Carrollton cusp.
Is that in Texas?
It is. It's in Texas.
Well, it ain't Minnesota.
I know, right? So true. I don't know why I did that voice either. Is that in Texas?
Texas. Like your Sean
it's like
Connery.
The Sean Connery voice. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
I'll do my best Trebek. I'm just kidding. I don't do
that. That's Trebek?
Okay, that was so bad.
That was pretty bad. I'll admit.
No, I'm a hairstylist. I've been doing this for a little over a year. Year and a half.
Cool.
Almost.
See that, and the reason I wanted to bring that up too, and I forgot to talk about it the first time we talked. Let's keep referencing the mistake. The technological error.
Nothing salts the wound more than talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. But the cool part is like you're doing kind of a lot similar thing that like driver's doing in the sense of connecting.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
If somebody's sitting there, what's your longest hair appointment been?
Oh, probably like 5 or 6 hours.
Okay, that's a little different than the 45-hour-minute drive.
Yeah.
But you can escape.
Yeah, I mean, it's a way to network. Mm-hmm. It's also, yeah, I mean, you get all kinds of people. So it's all kinds of different perspectives and interesting stories and, you know, sometimes tragic and heartbreaking stuff. And yeah, you get a little bit of everything. It's the best possible way to like... be out of your own, you know, be out of your own self for a few hours. It's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's fun. It's so, every day is different. There's no day that's exactly the same as the one previous. So yeah. It's a lot of fun. It keeps me interested. This ADD don't sleep. It does not sleep. So.
That's what you were saying. You didn't sleep Sunday night.
No.
Yeah. I mean, that's the part I'm really liking about the fact that I did have, you know, the 3.5, almost 4 years of experience in driving. And I just talked about that. Once I got into it and once I really liked it, and I'm not trying to say anything about your story, but I never saw myself not doing it. Mm. Like I always saw myself at least always doing it part-time here and there, just because that part of it was what I really liked, was the connecting,
yeah,
was
the
learning about different people. And,
yeah.
And then, of course, there was... the negative crap that went along with it, with the
big
dipstick. See there, I just stepped on it. I could
okay,
just
quiet
totally...
so he can retry that.
No, we're gonna leave that there.
Leave it there.
Yep.
Leave it.
The big dipstick. Sometimes I'll leave the mistakes in. Sometimes. Uh-huh. Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes no. They're funny mistakes.
You right? Yeah. Exactly.
Hey,
sometimes
life is full of them. No, I think that's what it is. It's like. I love doing hair. I love being able to like change someone's whole day just by like giving them a good.
I thought you were gonna end it at whole. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to say something really
so sweet and sentimental.
I'm trying to be nice, and you're over here ruining it. Gosh, you can change someone's whole day just by like giving them a few highlights on like around their face or giving them bangs or like a little trim. I mean, it changes. Just being pampered for an hour. Can mm-hmm. change your day and just being the person that's like that the focus is on, and I really enjoy being able to give that to people, but the interpersonal interaction is really good for me too because I'm really introverted normally.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So then
like I would never leave the house if I didn't have to, and Andy can attest to that.
Yes.
But because it's exhausting sometimes. I mean, it's exhausting to be the person behind the chair, but
yeah,
it's a worthwhile exhaustion.
That's so interesting to me because one of the other people I had on the show, my friend Manuel, he talked about that, and he's a photographer and a driver, and he works at a nursing home.
Oh, wow.
And he's telling me all this stuff, and then he says that he's introverted, and I'm like, wait, hold on. Yeah. Like, I mean,
it's
and
like
I get
draining.
It. Introverted side is where you recharge.
Yeah.
You can't come home and instantly be into a conversation or like being with other people. Like you can't leave that environment of work, right? Well, you can attest.
Yeah,
you're nodding
Andy
to
can
Andy.
Definitely attest that.
You need to like give her the space by herself.
I need like at least an hour usually when I get home. Like my least favorite thing that he does on Saturdays. I mean, I've been at the front desk. I've been like going on all day long on Saturdays, and I'll come home and maybe 10 minutes into being home, he'll be asking me what I want to eat for dinner. And I'm like, leave me alone. Don't talk to me.
Well, I also,
not a fun habit I have, but it's
I also
honest.
Constantly think about food. So
we're both trying to work on ourselves.
Actually, while she's been talking this whole time, I was thinking about some cookies that we have on the counter.
Some cookies.
Sure, some cookies.
Also
Cookie Monster.
Beer,
so. No. Yeah, I mean, but it's a worthy exhaustion. It's, you know, being able to be that person that somebody can come to and, you know, get pampered, like I said.
Yeah. No, I get
a lot
it.
Of, especially women, we tend to not make time for ourselves. We're always taking care of the people around us.
So. Yeah, very true. So what is it? Is it kind of like an agreement y'all have, like, whether it's spoken or unspoken, whatever. It's like Megan gets home, Andy has to be quiet for...
Not,
20 minutes.
Not so much like be quiet, but I don't want him to ask me like what we're doing next for like the first 30 minutes that I'm home at least. Because
you need that time.
Because I just want to like be alone and like not be alone, but just be quiet.
Well, I've
not go anywhere.
I find out when she throws stuff at me.
Stop. That's not true.
Here we go again.
Dishes.
Maybe a sock.
The dog.
Sock.
I do not.
She throws a dog?
I know. I had to pick up Bastion last night, and I was like, I'm so weak.
He's getting pretty fat.
He's a little dense.
He was also snoring
chunky.
Earlier. I was going to take the mic and put it.
Just go love on him. You know, get your head
Don't,
all up in there.
He's resting. He's so fuzzy.
No, I get that. And I mean, that's. That's
I mean,
it.
I would imagine it would be the same thing for a driver. You know, you're constantly, even though you're in your own space.
Yeah.
You know, you're with people that you can't necessarily, you know, just kick out if they talk about something that's uncomfortable or if they're being
like
uncomfortable.
He's done that before.
Yeah.
Right. But like,
yeah,
it's the same thing for me. If someone's in my chair and I just have to change the subject or, you know, just move on and move past it because my, not only my income, but the salon's reputation and. My reputation depends on being able to overcome those obstacles. That's pretty much the same for drivers.
Yeah.
I actually had a really good question. Well, I say it's really good. Like, I don't know my own question.
In your own mind.
I have a question that I always ask drivers when I get in their cars when I'm, you know, on the other side of it riding is when you have someone in your car, how do you know whether or not they actually want to have a conversation or they sit or cause it seems like
he's too
always,
extroverted for his own good.
I always struggle to determine whether or not the person wants to have a conversation or if they're just like, this dude is so fucking annoying. If I could do a negative tip, I would do that.
You're doing it again. The cursing.
Frick.
I think as a writer, I don't know. You know, I would say kind of the same as any kind of general conversation with any other stranger. If you get like two or three one word answers, they're probably not that interested. I had a lady once, and this was not that I didn't want to talk to her, but we were going from like Greenville Avenue area over, you know, 75 and Northwest Highway to downtown. It was like 10:30 in the morning. I was bringing her to her stockbroker's office or something like that.
Business.
He had ordered the ride, the car for her. So I'm bringing her, and it's raining, and it's pouring, like 10:30 in the morning. And she's leaning forward a little bit to talk to me because I obviously couldn't hear because it's raining so hard.
Oh, gosh.
And about the third, that I had to say, I just, like, I had to say, I'm sorry, I can't really talk right now because I have to drive.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like those little social cues, but some people don't pick up on that, you know.
That's me.
Well, no, it's the same thing behind the chair. Is that like if you're talking to someone and they're just kind of you know, giving those one word answers, then I know that they're not, you know, it's not their day to talk. They just want to be quiet, and that's fine because that makes I work faster when I'm being quiet. So
I think it's different when you're the customer, when you're the rider in a driver type situation or case. It's almost to the point where like that driver should be talking. That's part of your job. If you're not infringing on a safety standard, or they're not trying to figure something out, or they're not asking you a question, like, what else are you doing? Mm. I mean, turn up the radio. You're just sitting there. In my view, in my own perspective, in my own what I did my career. There. Do you like the air quotes on the podcast? Mm-hmm. Do you like that? I need to find a way to work that in there, like tap on the thing twice or something.
Yeah.
You know, here's air quotes. In my own career as a driver, I always thought, like, you're out there, you're doing it, and if someone's wanting to talk to you, connect.
Yeah.
Like, do your best to connect, and you might as well enjoy it, and you never know who you're going to get to talk to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, the crazy part, the people I would talk to, and it's just like, wow. And you hear the stories and, you know, mm-hmm. that sort of stuff. So, I don't know. Have you had, as a rider, have you had, like, any kind of experience like that where they just shut you down or they just...
No, it's like you said. It's mostly, like, one-word answers. But yeah. then, you know, sometimes you never know, right? Like, maybe they... you know, maybe you're just not saying anything interesting or engaging to them, right? Like,
to them.
I think it comes down to like letting a natural conversation happen. I've been in some Ubers where they like all the conversation is just so forced. And you're like, oh my God.
Awkward.
Yeah, you're like, I really don't.
He's also been in Ubers where I'm talking to the driver and he's like making eyes at me, like make it stop. Turn it off.
But I feel
not something that he's interested in.
Sure.
I usually make sure I speak to Uber drivers because it's always weird to get into someone's car without.
It is. It's so awkward if you don't talk to someone.
But I've had some instances where, like, I'm like, I really don't want to talk to anybody today. You know?
Yeah.
So it's, you never know. Could be somebody who's like a pretty charismatic person just still doesn't want to have a conversation, but could be, you know, if you speak with them.
Yeah. I know that, you know, and looking back, and I've talked about this publicly, like, I probably drove too long. Mm-hmm. I got burnt out. Definitely. I was, like, at the end of it, and I wasn't mean. I didn't have any kind of bad thing happen or anything like that, but I know there was times towards the end of that where I was burnt out.
I was bitter about it.
Almost bitter.
Yeah.
Almost bitter. Yeah. That's a good term for it. Yeah, and I shouldn't have been driving. And then when I talked to Manuel, speaking of him, man, he gave me a great piece of advice that seems so obvious. Mm-hmm. He's like, my best piece of advice to any driver starting or anybody that's doing this is don't drive when you're in a bad mood. Oh. And I was like, and I wasn't in a bad, like, I didn't feel like I was in a bad mood about anything. I was more upset about the situation and that I was not stuck in this situation, but that I was in that situation.
Yeah,
I was just
to
like,
begin with,
it got
the whole thing.
It didn't get mundane, but it was like there's got to be a different term for that.
Mm-hmm. Predictable.
Yeah, tedious. Very predictable. Tedious. Yeah, and then you know some of the changes that Uber had done that were flat out taking money out of drivers' pockets. You know that something else I've talked about that I'm annoyed at. You know.
Yeah.
And then you just got who. As the driver, the only other person that's involved is the rider, and your strife can't go to this entity that doesn't really exist, so your strife is going to get put back on the only other person that's involved in it. You
we
know.
Didn't even tell you, we didn't, because we, when we hung out on Saturday at the party, we didn't even tell you about our driver that we had on Friday. Or did you tell him about
it? No, we did talk about that. Yeah, we talked, because remember we talked about him complaining about the new surge.
He was saying that would be like the last weekend that he drove. And I felt really bad for him because he had put enough into it to where like he had worked out what he needed to do to make what he needed to make. And then, you know, when you've devoted that much time to it, you're almost like, and then they switch the algorithm on you.
Yeah.
It's like, it's got to be really frustrating. I mean, I was telling him about how I did Instacart for a while, delivering groceries for people, and they used to do an hourly, minimum hourly rate. And once they took that away, it wasn't even worth it anymore. It was like you got, you know, $3 per delivery, and then you would get like maybe 40 cents an item.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then to get the still like the minimum hourly rate went down to like $3 an hour plus all the deliveries you would do, right? So went from 12 to 3, and then the base rate, you know, maybe went up a little bit, but negligible, not enough to make up that big of a difference. So they just took that away, and now people are boycotting Uber, or not Uber, boycotting Instacart too, because now it's gone to where you can, it's based on the weight of the delivery.
Oh.
So like, I think there was one in Chicago where it was like 500 cans of soup delivered, and it was the person made like $20 versus they would have made $75 in the previous, you know, pay scale setup. So they, you know, they make it sound like they have all these groups that they're doing, you know, and they're doing all this market research and stuff, but it doesn't sound like it's helpful.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if the, I don't know what could be improved because I'm not doing it anymore. I'd like deleted it all from my phone, but
yeah,
seems like a waste of time for their delivery drivers now.
Well, I think once you, you know, like the guy you talked to on Friday, once you do the math and once you start figuring things out and more people are figuring things out, I can tell you when I started driving almost 4 years ago, it'll be 4 years ago.
That's how long he had been
February.
Driving
the rate that I started at was $1.75 a mile. That's the $1.75 a mile was going into my pocket.
That's awesome.
You know what the last rate dropped it to?
Oh, it's
63 cents.
That's crazy.
So that's, I don't even know the percentage. Mm-hmm. I mean,
probably like 60%.
No, it's more than that.
More than that, yes. Maybe
'cause if you doubled it, I mean, that's almost 150%.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And what has happened to gas prices? Now they've stabled off and they've come back down a little bit then.
A little bit, but they just went up like 15 cents overnight.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I saw it for $1.79.
Wait.
Yeah.
Well, too late. I already
Northwest
filled up my car.
Highway.
I already filled up my car earlier.
Well, our driver was saying that not at any point has Uber turned a profit.
No. Correct. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
The ride share part of that, of Uber. So, and where a lot of people don't understand, and I don't know if they've, well, they've publicly, I don't know what they do with their money, how they allocate their money, but they have publicly said where they have made money is in data mining, data collection. They don't make
so
money.
Creepy.
Huh? Isn't it? It's weird.
Super creepy.
So because they sell driver or writer's information? Or is that?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
They're making money knowing, like.
So they, what? There are no caves in Texas.
Yeah,
oh, no,
exactly.
Wait, they're playing caves.
You're thinking of Minecraft.
They figured this out very quickly, very, very early on in their existence, like within a few months. What do they have out going on besides delivering people, right? You're bringing people from point A to point B, right? You know where people are going. You know what the hotspots are. You know what people are doing. They're selling that data, and they've been selling that data, and they're using it. These marketing companies pay them good money for that.
I mean, that makes sense really because there used to not be, like, now there's Uber and Lyft drop-offs at, like, certain big, you know, like, American Airlines Center,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they have, like, stuff around there.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
But they can tell you, like, they can go to American Airlines Center and they can say, we can tell you where, based on all the rides that happened to this concert, where people came from.
Yeah.
I bet on top of that, too, they could tell the city exactly what parts of the town are most profitable, which ones get the most traffic. So you know, hey, if I open a bar, where do I want to open it? I want to open it on Knox Henderson because people are coming in and out of Knox Henderson.
Correct.
Or, you know.
Yep.
Granted, I feel like everybody would kind of know that, but you would know maybe what's upcoming areas.
Well, and you wouldn't know this probably because you don't own a business like the salon.
What are you trying to say?
Brick and mortar business.
Brick and mortar, right. Yes. But Google does
a
similar thing.
I feel like a podcast
thing.
Is a business.
Give me a dollar and it will be.
Oh, he drives a hard bargain. The,
I don't have a dollar.
But Google has a feature, too, where you can look and see how many people have searched for you, where they live, the time of day that they search for you, what they did with that search. Did they call? Did they go to the website? Did they make an appointment?
What's your blood type?
Analytics.
Yeah, it's
total
the,
analytics.
Yeah, the analytics. I mean, Facebook and Instagram, theirs aren't that in depth. I mean, I'm sure on their end of it is much more in depth, obviously. But what they give the consumer isn't for like a business page, right? So, but Google, on the other hand, they are, it is extremely in depth and it's,
yep.
You seen Ex Machina?
It really, nope. Like, it honestly shocked me when I saw it today.
You never seen Ex Machina?
Ex Machina?
Mm-hmm.
What is this?
Oh, it's an awesome
Oscar
movie.
Isaacs.
Nope.
And the little ginger
Domhnall
kid
Gleeson.
From, yeah, from Harry Potter.
Mm-mm. Domhnall Gleeson.
Why is it kind of similar to that?
X-rated, so you gotta be.
No, it's not. No, it's about, it's like machines
I'm
taking
out.
Over.
man, what's her name? Vikander.
Alicia Vikander.
Vikander, yeah. She plays an AI, and Oscar Isaacs owns like a quote-unquote, do the tap, quote-unquote
yep.
Google-type business where he's developing an AI. Domhnall Gleeson works for his company, and he wins a quote-unquote lottery to actually come out and be a part of this project.
Yeah.
And it turns out, you know, he's actually being used to test the AI. It's the Turing test, right?
Yeah.
That's what it is, the Turing test, to determine whether or not the AI is sentient, right? And Alicia Vikander plays...
a robot.
AI. Yeah, basically a
freaking
robot.
Sweet robot.
And
it does not end how you think it will.
The really interesting portion, though, or related to what we're talking about, is at one point he's asking him, how has Oscar Isaacs gotten it to understand facial expressions? Like, understand what you're thinking through your facial expressions. And he says, Oscar Isaacs says, well, we have, you know, built-in phones on everybody's, or built-in cameras on everybody's faces, you know, at all times. And so he said, we just hack into that data, download it all, and then upload it into the AI. And he's like, isn't that illegal? Like, you're selling. And he's like, we don't, what does he say? He says that,
I don't remember.
He says that the phone companies don't say anything because they're already hacking you anyways.
Right.
And this is sci-fi, and it definitely.
Yeah, but it's like, it's sci-fi bordering on reality.
It's not that far from where we could be.
Very based in reality. Yep. At some point, I'm sure that has happened or will happen.
Well, yeah, I mean, the robots that they're building now are a lot more, I mean, they have the ones that can, like, recognize facial expressions and things like that and, like, comfort.
Yeah.
Hey, comfort.
Where I think the actual... this whole ride sharing is going, and both of these, first off, I think what's going to happen in the next, mark my words right now, I'll say it, in the next 2 to 3 years, you're going to see Uber acquire Lyft.
Yeah.
Uber
that's
will buy
what our driver
out
was Lyft. Saying
was
too.
Yeah.
Too,
yeah.
Huh. Uber will buy out Lyft. And the reason Uber
you're
will
Lyft
do
is
that.
Dead.
Well, it's not that Lyft is dead, but Lyft has better technology.
Oh.
And for whatever reason, Uber can't copy their technology.
Out.
Maybe Lyft has proprietary rights to it.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm not sure. Whatever.
Sure, yeah.
But they can't get it. And then I think what you're going to see is once these self-driving cars start to really take over, you know, once we're able
and
to deliver
Uber.
More than just pizzas, is that's where
people.
You're going to see. Yeah.
Just delivering people and pizzas.
Uber might be the best place to really get a handle on that. In fact,
yeah.
If you had... Now, so what's going to happen there? All of that mass of drivers, all of those people are going to be gone.
Yeah.
Everybody. But Uber is now, in that sense, in that what we're talking about, in that scenario,
mm-hmm.
now Uber has to buy a bunch of cars.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they don't own any.
Yeah.
They don't even, I mean, they own servers that sit in a room, and they own people that answer the phone and, you know, other people that do administrative things.
Right.
All that stuff, of course, that's the back behind
basics
the scenes.
Basics of a business.
But the broad, the big, if it's a glacier, the bottom part of that glacier, the majority of the work, they don't own any of it.
No.
You know, if we all stopped driving tomorrow, if every driver just stopped driving tomorrow,
yeah.
they'd be in trouble,
yeah.
of course, right?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
So I think there's almost a belief, and it's kind of a weird kind of black, whatever you want to say. You
got Black Mirror?
No, not Black Mirror. What do I want to say? It's almost like the, you know, the paranoid sense of, what am I trying to say?
The
Kennedy
know.
Assassination, what is
conspiracy
type
thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's the almost like a conspiracy type thought.
Edit that out.
That there's that they're trying to force a lot of people out in a way, because
I mean,
these actions
sense,
don't
though.
Make any sense.
It makes sense though, because if they, you know, think of like the problems that they've had with New York and, you know, drivers there getting an hourly wage and things like that. What I was reading in that article, you know, the profits by, you know, profits from the gig economy have gone down 53% in the last like 4 or 5 years. So taking the humanity portion away from it and creating like the driverless cars and things like that would make sense, because then they could remove the primary issue that they have, which is paying people.
Correct.
To do what
to
they
do it.
Yeah, to do it versus, you know, driverless cars and such. They can. Maybe they might have a big investment up front with the cars, but then they get to reap all of the profits and benefits and have none of the issues of people being upset about their pay or.
Yeah.
As long even as the self-driving cars we get are like the ones in Total Recall.
Right.
Andy's been waiting. Andy's been waiting this whole time to tell that joke.
Yeah.
He just wanted to bring up Total Recall.
Well, look.
Well, any chance I have to bring up Total Recall, I will.
We already have that with Amazon. And at least in my credit, this is where I would say Amazon is a much far superior. Obviously, they're way different and they're way bigger, and I get that. But they are a far superior company in terms of their publicity, because they're not afraid to say, hey, look, we're trying to do drones. Mm-hmm. We're looking at effectively in the next few years, no drivers doing drivers. Like these little packages, these little boxes are just going to be flown around by these little machines, and they're just going to drop you off. They're just going to drop off packages. And why not? You own it. You don't have to pay me. It's a heck of a lot easier. There's less traffic on the roads.
Yeah.
Go for it. Now, I don't understand what Uber's thinking is, in why they can't come out. Instead, they take the back channel and they invest $300 million in Toyota driverless car technology.
Yeah.
A month after they tell all their drivers, we care about you. You're the most important part of our company. Yeah. Right. Bull.
I saw that. Your listeners will not have seen that middle finger come up. I definitely
it was
believe
the
now that this is not a Christian channel.
A profane gesture.
Now you believe it. You are now believing it. Now you're a believer.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm now
I've converted you.
Against
no, no, you know, and I'm not going to bash them. I'm strictly wanting to talk like it about it on a factual thing. I don't agree with it.
Right.
I think they're going about their things the wrong way. If they would just come out and say, we are looking at driverless technology.
Yeah.
We
and
are
be
looking
honest
at
about it, be
making
most
these
people,
changes.
Most people
correct.
Wouldn't care either. I'd be
transparency.
Like, hey,
yeah.
That's
neat.
The word.
Well, especially when you've built your business on the backs of people running their cars into the ground for your business, and then if you're lying about what your intentions are, it's just it's at some point, I don't want to say offensive because it's not the right term, but it is like it is offensive.
It is offensive.
Yeah,
it's like you don't think we're seeing this.
Yeah,
you know,
you think like because they it makes them look like they think that their drivers are stupid.
Yeah,
probably make it's better for the consumer, right? I mean
it's better for the rider.
Driverless technology?
Yeah.
Unless, you know, blows
I think
up.
It could, well, yeah.
Like it doesn't.
But it hasn't killed any riders. It killed a pedestrian that was on a bike.
It's true, but didn't they cross illegally?
Yes, they were the ones actually in the fault in that story.
But
so,
still.
Well, I mean, yeah, but they were, I mean, it,
yeah, but
they
still,
said.
What I mean is people like in Andy's case, you know, that story he was telling, people crossing the street, you know, just right in front of him. Suppose,
yeah.
I mean, that's.
It's
one of
common.
The,
it's
extremely common,
yeah.
Especially in bigger cities.
Yeah, and I'm sure there will be technology in those vehicles when we do get those, where they're not just going to go if they sense something in front of them.
Yeah.
I do kind of wish I was a self-driving vehicle and just plow them over.
Well,
Oops.
Natural selection.
Oh, are we live?
Oh, my gosh. I could not even tell you the stories of driving down, you know, in downtown and McKinney area and the Greenville area. You see people crossing the street on their phones or something like that. Yeah, yeah, I almost did it. On their phones or something, and you're just like in the back of your head.
People are so aloof now.
Yeah, but, I mean, you're going to be aloof until you're aloof across the front of that bus.
Yeah, like
and
an
then
elf.
You're
the
aloof
yellow ones
no
don't
more.
Stop.
You know? I'm sorry. I got something to say about a little natural selection there. Because you know what? If you cross the street and you're on your phone and you're looking down,
yeah,
don't replicate yourself. That's you.
He does Andy. It all the time.
Andy.
He does it all the time. It drives
me
nuts.
I do it
nuts.
Just to test how good people are.
How good I am at pulling him back from traffic.
What if you randomly get the one out of 100,000 person who's like...
He will.
Not today. Not today,
who's like
sir.
You.
What's that movie with Michael Douglas where he just flips out?
Traffic. No, not Traffic. He was in Traffic. I get that.
What is
God
that movie?
Dang it. He's like, yes. He stops his car in traffic and he gets out with the bat. And the briefcase?
I don't know. I actually haven't seen the movie.
What?
This is the worst reference ever.
I watched a video of that one part.
Is it The Game?
I knew it was Michael Douglas.
No, it's not The Game. I loved that movie.
That's yeah,
a
good
I that
too.
Was a good
Can
show.
Can we go back to talking about movies?
Yes.
This is not a movie things. Podcast. Oh. This is a ride sharing podcast.
I thought this
babe.
Was
a yeah, forgot
I thought about. No.
We're it's finding that movie. I'm going to find it really quickly because I recognize that. I'm really disappointed in myself that I don't know the name of this movie.
Yeah. That's what's. I think that's what's
losing
funny is that, like,
falling down.
Falling
yes,
down.
Nothing to
okay.
do with traffic.
No.
Well, if you
well,
fall
I
down
mean,
in traffic,
of,
you
to
go
to do in
get
traffic because he stops in traffic with the baseball bat.
But he didn't fall
yeah.
down in traffic.
But I think it's one of those things where, like, you know, when you're like really don't like something about someone else, it's because it's a reflection of something you do. So when Andy's driving and he sees, like, aloof people who aren't paying attention, he's like, oh, they are the worst.
Oh, shit, that me.
But also I'm the worst. But also I'm the worst.
That's the pep talk I give myself every morning.
I have to go to work because I'm the worst?
Oh, actually, I say, no, you're the worst. I look in the mirror. Like,
wow.
You bad.
You're worse.
You're dumb.
You're worse. You're dumb.
You're worse.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't even use proper grammar when I
no,
shit on myself
can't.
In the morning.
He can't. He's so bad.
I'm just kidding.
He's the worst so bad.
Your fans think I'm like a depressive, you know, abused. But
I knew he was going to work it in there. I just knew he was going to work it in there again. That's
gosh.
The whole, that's going to be the title of this one.
This man needs help.
The abused
that's
Andy.
True.
This man needs help.
Our dogs are getting oh. Our dogs are getting
I think
restless.
They need out. Yeah.
No, they're good.
All righty,
they've
guys.
They've already been out.
I yeah. think this better have worked because I'm yeah. I'm not doing this again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm never hanging out with you again.
I know.
This one, for certain, if it shows up as 30 minutes, we've been talking for like 2 hours.
I know, right?
If that pulls up.
We're going to be in big trouble, mister.
We're going to be doing lots of splicing.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You should also splice the 15 minutes that was good in front of all the rest of this.
I could.
This
I could
should
actually.
Be like, what is it, when you do one of those season premiere double episodes?
Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's not
Boom.
The season premiere. Andy's just, you know.
Mid-season premiere.
He's got this microphone. Mid-season. He's got this microphone and his ego is just
making those notes
ballooning.
Microphones.
If karaoke is any example.
No.
I want to figure out a way to do this at karaoke.
Yeah.
I think
oh my
that
God.
Would be fun.
Can you imagine? That would be
you
so
just
fun.
Have some ambient noise. It's like, you might be able to
we
take some of that out.
Critique all the singers.
That would be horrible. Don't.
Yeah, it would probably be pretty bad.
No.
Why?
A couple I'm, drinks in me. And it's,
yeah.
It's not
we might
Andy and
up.
I can be pretty vicious when pushed.
Her specifically.
We might get arrested.
Yeah. One of my least favorite things about me is my ability to think of mean things to say about people sometimes.
Well.
She's very good. She's very good at it.
I'm good at it, but it's mean. It's horrible. I don't like it about myself.
That's why you say it in private. Into the microphone.
Into the microphone.
Right. This guy really stinks.
No, there were some very interesting singers at the last karaoke.
So is that the last one went to Richardson?
Yes.
You're talking about? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
very
was a good night.
Very interesting ones.
That was interesting. Remember the kid?
Yeah.
Wasn't there like a little kid and then there was like a teenager or something?
No, her mom was definitely an adult.
Right. Oh.
Oh, you're thinking of that one. I thought you were talking about the little girl and the mom.
Oh, no.
But the teenager that did Imagine Dragons. He was pretty good.
He was decent.
Yeah.
He got better. You know, remember?
Yeah, he was a little shaky at first. He was nervous.
Still pushes us over.
I have to be like... Oh, my God. I have to drink quite a bit in order to enjoy karaoke.
Enjoy singing or just enjoy
public singing? Because I can sing with, like, Andy in the car or here at home. And Andy can sing in front of anybody. He doesn't care.
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
that's what I'm doing.
I mean,
tomorrow.
I hate to be the person bringing it back to
shame.
Elf.
Yeah.
But when he's like, singing is just talking in front of people.
I'm singing.
With a note.
I'm in a room. In
tune. Well, I guess you don't have to be in tune to sing.
No.
Right?
No, that's true.
No. Nope. And Andy,
you just have to have zero
shame. And
Andy
usually isn't. Yeah.
Sing us a song. I'll
no,
auto-tune
please
you.
Don't.
I will loud on her. Today.
Stop doing Creed. This is so cringe, Andy.
He's gonna jail.
This is Creed?
This is,
I'm glad you deciphered that.
That's with arms wide open. Yeah, if you didn't understand it, that's because Andy has a mouthful of gravel. That's enough.
That's how I sing it at karaoke. Usually it gets a lot of laughs.
Disgusting. Yeah, you just need one. If you don't have the backing music, it doesn't make any sense because I feel like a lot of people know the words of that song.
With all my room on.
She's going to
die. The dog thinks you're like having a seizure.
And with that.
Yes.
That's going to be the end
That's
there.
That's the end. Oh, Bastion.
All right, guys.
Do we get to plug our stuff?
Thank you. What do you want to plug? Plug it. Plug away.
You have nothing to plug. It's
what are you
going to
plug?
I sell bath bombs.
No, he doesn't.
To the homeless.
That is a lie.
That's my charity is bath bombs to the homeless. I said I sell. I don't really sell.
You just give them away.
I give them away to the homeless. So please send us your bath bombs and I will hand them over to the
Where would you like them sent?
look at him. Well, look at how cute he is.
what Megan, do you want to plug anything?
I want to plug my dog who is like loving the head scratch you're giving him right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, my Instagram, Princess Pink Hair.
Princess Pink Hair.
Where I can be found.
One word.
One word.
Run together.
No
spaces.
That's right. Yep. I have pink hair, and I'm a bit of a princess, so Princess Pink Hair.
I'll link you up.
And my Instagram, which is Princess Pink Back Hair.
Ew, that is disgusting. I cannot believe you.
If there's not an Instagram for that, you should make one right now.
I should
absolutely
do it as a
not. Under no circumstances will you be doing that.
My Instagram is Cigarizard. It's like Cigar Wizard, or it was actually... nerdier. It's like Charizard, but Cigar Izzard. So
yeah, his account used to be very cigar focused when he were.
Are you being real?
Yeah. No, I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm dead serious because
now
I used
it's concert
to manage
focused
a cigar company or manages cigar shop.
What was the other one we were gonna cigars. Pink back hair?
No.
Are you checking to see if it's a real thing? It ain't about to be.
If you make an account,
well, then she'll actually have to dye my back hair pink. So.
And I would love to bleach you out.
There is no pink back hair.
Not
pink
yet.
Hair bunnis back.
Ew.
That pink haired girl in the back.
That pink haired girl. I know. That's a hair
I want stylist. My pink hair back.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Pink hair is back.
It is.
Bring back the pink
can
hair.
Confirm. Can
and
confirm.
Back to pink hair. Mm-hmm. There is no pink back hair.
Unfortunately, there won't
it's
be after
all
today.
All up
either.
To you, Andy.
She's gonna shave my back in my sleep.
I might.
Which would probably it'd be a big.
Okay.
would very much appreciate it.
I will link to both of those on the show notes, the episode
Always
notes.
A pleasure,
Thank
Lucas.
You. Yes. I'm glad. Hopefully this one works.
We should be good.
Yay.
I'm going to back it up right away when I get to a wireless. All right. Thanks, guys.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. So I wonder if anyone will go out and grab that Instagram handle, the pink back hair. If you see it out there sometime, Andy gets all the credit. But he's going to have to wait for his payout from episode 22 because no one's answered his movie a trivia question yet. I'm still kind of waiting for that one. Anyone out there know the answer? And we really need to start a movement to get these two their own show. I think they're great together, and thank you again to the two of them. Thank you two times over for allowing me that extra time and for being so forgiving of my technical difficulties. I think we got the best stuff anyway, though, right, guys? I mean, the first one probably was just boring material. I can't think it was worthwhile. It was more of just Andy making fun of Oklahomans. And yes, sir, I did edit my own joke about halfway through there, and it rocked. So, there. For both Megan and Andy's Instagram info, please make sure to check out the show notes, which you can access by scrolling up on your phone right now, or by going to the Ride With Me, Drive With Me website and clicking on episode 23. I'll post all of that information there, as well as the answer to his trivia question once someone answers it. So, another prompt. If you enjoyed today's episode, please remember to give the show a rating or review on iTunes and subscribe on your favorite listening channel. The show is available on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and Spotify. I will have a new episode for you premiering right here every Friday. And check out the Ride With Me, Drive With Me Facebook page, as well as give the show a follow on Instagram or Twitter. The Twitter name is @RideWithMeShow, and Instagram is just RideWithMeDriveWithMe. If you have a question, comment, concern, you can get in touch with me on the Facebook page. Otherwise, send me an email at buckleup@RideWithMeDriveWithMe.com. Until the next time you hear my voice, keep graceful dancing.
I am just exude sex appeal.